After a delay of more than an hour, the Australian Open draw went ahead this afternoon, and yes, the men's world number one Novak Djokovic was named, which means he's officially set to play in the Grand Slam event. Whether he'll actually be able to play is still unclear. The federal government hasn't yet decided whether to cancel the unvaccinated Serbian tennis star's visa. Whatever the outcome in Australia, Djokovic's anti-vax stance and his apparent failure to follow isolation rules has now made him the subject of investigations in three separate countries. Bridget Fitzgerald has been following the story and she joins me now to explain it all. Bridget, it looks like the world number one just can't take a trick. What's happened today?
Emily, local media in Spain is reporting that the Spanish government is now investigating essentially whether Novak Djokovic was in that country illegally. So what happened is that with the investigation by Australian authorities into Djokovic's movements in the lead up to his arrival here, they identified that he made a false declaration on his official paperwork. He says it was an honest mistake, but basically he wrote that he hadn't travelled in the lead up to arriving in Australia. But it's clear that in the fortnight before he got to Melbourne, he was in both Spain and in Serbia. So here's where it gets a bit awkward. On Tuesday, Spain's foreign minister said he had no record of Novak Djokovic entering Spain in December. Anyone travelling from Serbia to Spain needs to either be vaccinated or have an exemption, just like in Australia. So today we've learned that the foreign ministry there in Spain has asked police to investigate whether there was an appropriate exemption applied for. So as we know, Djokovic's visa was originally cancelled when he arrived here in Australia because he's unvaccinated, and that decision was overturned by a judge earlier this week. We're still waiting to find out whether his visa might be cancelled a second time.
And there appears to be troubles in his home country too.
Yeah, so the issue in Serbia is that Djokovic may have breached isolation rules. So again, this has become apparent because his exemption to be here in Australia is based on the fact that he was infected with COVID in December and he's since recovered. And in a social media post this week, Djokovic confirmed that he took part in a face-to-face interview with a French newspaper on the 18th of December, despite knowing that he was COVID positive. He referred to that incident as an error of judgment. He said he didn't want to let the journalist down. Serbian COVID rules stipulate that a full 14-day self-isolation period is needed unless a person who's tested positive receives a negative PCR test result during that period. And the Serbian Prime Minister has now said that authorities will be looking into the tennis star's movements.
So we now know that Novak Djokovic is officially set to play in the Australian Open, which kicks off in 4 days' time. The clock is ticking, but could he also still be deported?
Well, yes, is the short answer. We really don't know. Immigration Minister Alex Hawke is able to use his ministerial powers to cancel Djokovic's visa again, but he still hasn't announced a decision. What is interesting is that Prime Minister Scott Morrison said in his press conference today that anyone wanting to travel to Australia needs to either be vaccinated or show proof for medical reasons that they can't be vaccinated. We know that Djokovic doesn't fall into either of those categories, so it's an indication of where the government... Is that maybe an indication of where the government stands on this? Well, we just don't know. We won't find out until we hear from the Immigration Minister.
Bridget Fitzgerald, thank you.